If it is Tuesday, that means we hop on the 7 line and cruise down to Morton Street, turning north into the Fernandez Plaza. We slide in. Thankfully, those automatic doors are quick. Over to the mayor's office we go, and there's our great friend, the mayor of the city of Bloomington for the next, let me see, 12, 19, carry the one, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, what, 2.5, 20, 19 days? It's our great friend, Mayor John Hamilton. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Nice to be with you. Yes, it's great. It's another nice day in Bloomington, and glad to catch up on our week past and the weeks ahead. I got a few more, but then I'll be turning the page.
Now, some folks have a Christmas Advent calendar. Do you have a mayor Advent calendar where you...
big countdown number? No, I don't do that. I'm not doing that.
You get a piece of chocolate behind each day. All right. Yeah, we're still... we're doing that. That's well, the weather is gorgeous, and that's the good news. How important is... you budget for what you budget for based on averages and everything else, but if we don't have four or five snow events or street treating... treatments before the new year, does that get the department ahead for next year? How does that work for everybody? I mean, we don't want it to be 80 degrees in winter. I get that, but we just haven't had anything to talk about. That has to surely help things moving forward.
Well, you know, there's kind of two angles to that. One angle is the physical stuff, so like salt and the trucks and the physical work that we do, and it does depend significantly on the weather or events in town and all that, and if you use up less of it, you do carry more of that into the next year. The money side is a little trickier just because there's pretty strict rules on in the governmental sector. Any dollar that's not spent this year gets reverted, if you will, to the original source and has to be reappropriated. So you don't actually carry dollars into the next year. You have to reappropriate any dollars, but they go, you know, they sit in a bank account but we don't spend a dollar unless the city council appropriates it. So when the year is done, any dollar that we did not use gets reabsorbed, if you will, into the city coffers and then has to be reappropriated next year.
And when does that reappropriation take place? Are we doing that right now with the city council? Is that one of their projects before we wrap up calendar 2023?
Yes, actually. Tomorrow night is the last city council meeting planned for the year, and there is an appropriation ordinance which kind of does some cleanup, moving money around. We project what we'll need or have at the end of the year. So that's one thing you do at the end of the year, clean up and make sure you have all the money to pay the right bills. But then also early next year, there's typically an ordinance to deal with the reversions. And just for example, pre-pandemic, and the pandemic changed things, the budgets got pretty intense, but pre-pandemic, I would, for a department, let's say the Parks Department or the Economic Department, if they didn't use all their money, which typically they don't, I would kind of have a deal. You get to keep 50 cents on the dollar. Other 50 cents will go back in the general fund to protect the future and rainy days and all that stuff. But 50 cents on the dollar that you saved that you didn't spend, I would let them use for, you know, whatever, buying a needed machine that they didn't have or doing a special training that they wanted to do. So kind of give that incentive. So otherwise, there's kind of this use it or lose it mentality. So we did that. And that'll be up next year. That'll happen early in next year. They decide what to do with the reverted funds.
Is your biggest chunk of unforeseen expense when weather turns poorly, is it manpower? Is it fuel? What really? It's probably the manpower, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the biggest part of the city budget is staffing, more than half, basically. But, you know, that if you have overtime, I was actually just talking to our transit director. They had two drivers who did 1,000 hours of overtime in a year, which is like half of a job, right? And they also had great safety records. So they had a shortage of drivers, and they really worked on that. So definitely staff time can hit you if you get hit with a lot of weather events. But, you know, gas prices go up and down, and if they go up, that can have a big hit on us. As they're going down now, that helps our budgets too.
That was fantastic. Well, not in Bloomington, at least, but we were returning from Fort Wayne yesterday and stopped and got gas for like 2:40-something. Whoa, wait a second. I'm sorry, sir, your sign's broken out there, the two. Shouldn't that be a three? What?
I know, it's crazy.
But then we got into Bloomington, it was $2.99 a gallon, so I knew I was home. How does that work? I know you have nothing to do with it, but you've been in government and dealt with governments in things for a long time. Can you offer any kind of explanation of why? I don't know if it's gouging, because everybody says, oh, well, you know, it's the end of the semester, so students are leaving and they got to fill. No, it's not. How does this work? How does it work?
I'll tell you what it's not. It's not any different taxation here in Bloomington or regulations. You know, people talk about California has different gasoline regulations that cause issues and stuff, but we don't have that, no matter whether you think we ought to or not. But it's all I can tell you is it's driven by the private market, and we don't regulate gas prices, and the state sets the gas tax levels, and it's all driven by the private market, what it will bear and what the different competitors charge. And here we are in Bloomington, and that's what we get.
So don't buy their gas. Supply and demand, that's right. Then they'll be stuck with all that gas. Well, then just nobody cares. That's what it is. I think there's a cutoff line, and I think I'm right at it of, you know, I'm going to be I'm in year 49. So next year when I turn 50, geez, that sounds terrible to say out loud. But it's like I'm the last that of care about gas money. Everybody like younger than me just pays it. They don't care. They just go on and pay it.
So what it's do on you? A card. They don't worry about
no,
it.
No, just swipe
whatever.
It.
Same as a coffee. Same as a coffee. Just put the card in there. There it is. There,
yep. And as long as they give you the coffee and they get your order right, that's that's what's right. Important. Mayor John Hamilton is our guest this Tuesday and next Tuesday. And, well, then we will not be here on Boxing Day. And then, well, we'll get into the thens after that when we talk next week. You've got things to do. I gave you a great forecast. We're all going to be outside for the tomorrow's 46, but that's warmer than the average this time of year. But 54 on Friday, you will take that. And that's good scissor cutting weather, isn't it?
I'm really excited. You know, back in the bicentennial in 2018, we invested in a number of trails. One of them that we're going to cut a ribbon on is the one that's going to be circumnavigating Lake Griffey, and it's a beautiful new 4 mile south side of the lake trail in addition to the new dam crossing of the Griffey Dam. And it's just beautiful, and I'm going to be out there at 11:30. We're going to cut the ribbon down at the dam. Then we're going to start a hike, and I intend to go all the way around the lake because that's about a 6.2-mile circuit now. And anybody who wants to join us for some or all of that is very welcome Friday at 11:30 a.m. out at the dam on the west side of Griffey.
I'm trying to think how long that would take. How long would you figure 6 miles?
I figured 2-3 hours, you know, average 2.5 miles an hour, maybe hiking, something like that. I'm not running.
No,
that's a 10K. So if you want to put it in your slot,
I have to put that in my odometer. That's how I'd figure out how far that is. Up and down, flat, wide. There's so many different trails because
it's up and down.
Yeah, that's good.
It's beautiful, but it's got some bluffs over the lake, and you go out into the, you know, the tributary fingers, and it's a beautifully designed trail too, I think, and then you know, you get both. You got the dam, and then you got the causeway that we did a year or two ago, and then the north side. And the north side is still a little rough. It's a little rougher, I think.
I like it.
Yeah, so we're going to upgrade that, I think, over the next year or two. But anyway, it'll be a fun day. And that Griffey Lake is just such an amazing resource to have so close to the city, to have all this natural area, and we wanted to celebrate that on Friday, so everybody's welcome.
And you can use the other trails to go 6 miles if you want to do that. The ones behind the boathouse are accessible as well. And when it hasn't rained, it's not going to be full of mud either. So we've got great weather for all of these things. And that's going to be coming up again Friday. We'll get started. 11:30, we're going to cut the ribbon. All right.
I love it.
11.
Yeah.
11 or 11:30?
11:30.
11:30. What's in the half hours? Just do it at the top of the hour, for crying out loud.
I don't know. I'm not in charge. That's my pay grade.
I'll have to fill out one of those electric comment cards.
Show up where they tell me. I don't know.
We'll get there early. Again, you don't want to be trying to catch up over a six mile deal. All right. That's the busy part of the business end of this week. And then next week, well, we know our friends in the MCCSC will be out of school. We know our friends in the RBB will join them after class on the 20th, but you've got a big announcement coming up next Monday as well.
Yeah, just in case I twist an ankle or anything on my hike on Friday, on Monday we're actually finally opening the employee health clinic. So This is a primary care location. It's down on 2nd Street, just west of Rogers. And it's going to be, we're cutting a ribbon there at noon on Monday. You'll like that, high noon.
That's where it should be. That's right.
There you go. And so any employee on the healthcare plan, this is a place where they can go for primary care, prescriptions, shots, vaccinations, et cetera, and just a quick and easy location. The company that we're working with has locations in some other cities too, like Bedford and Martinsville and other places that you can use. So it's just trying to make healthcare a little more accessible to our people. So we're going to cut the ribbon on that. We've been working on that for a few years.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. That just when you told me that, and I was just like, I remembered that, but I didn't remember it. And I think maybe sometimes I get it confused, county and city and everything else that goes on.
The county has one, and they've had one for a while. Yes.
So this is just for city employees and their next of kin?
It's for city employees and anybody on the health plan, if you have a family member on the health plan. Not for infants. It's not for really, really little kids, but three-year-olds and above. And the county, we're using the same company, and this company, the way they run, these clinics can welcome people from other employers too, and the same for us. Like, you can go to the Martinsville place. Well, not just for city employees of Bloomington, obviously there are other people who go there. So it's just trying to create another avenue for particularly primary care, checks, wellness. You got a runny nose or a fever, or you want a vaccination and that kind of thing, or a prescription. So we want to make it easier for folks.
And everybody at this time of year has a runny nose or a sore throat. Or
say it ain't so.
Well, it's pretty close. It's close. Mayor John Hamilton is our guest. That will be happening Monday at noon. So that's encouraging as well. Your benevolence, who's putting these more free parking hours up? Good job there. Who's going to argue with more free parking?
Yeah, we put those out a couple weeks ago. We talked some more to the downtown folks, businesses and others, and so we added some time. I think the best way to describe it is just to tell you what it is now rather than through all the changes, because it's just confusing. Remember, on Sundays, it's always free to park. We're trying to encourage people downtown, and now it's going to be free in the garages, and street parking will be free Saturday, the 16th of December, so this Saturday, and then for 4 days in a row, the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd of before Christmas. Of course, the 24th is Sunday, and then Christmas Day itself will be free. So that's free street parking all Christmas weekend starting on Thursday. And then the garage parking is free also over the New Year's weekend.
And the great part about that as well, you've added Friday, December 29th to that as well, and to go along before the final Saturday of 2023, which we knew was going to go on. So that's a big deal. You should have a busy weekend Saturday, multiple reasons why. I believe it's the winter commencement for Indiana University. The Kansas Jayhawks will be in town for a big basketball game.
Yeah, let's hope that's
well.
A little better.
Oof. I agree. And, again, the beginning weekend of the Christmas season. First weekend. Well, I guess the first weekend was last weekend. Well, I guess we're getting late in the Christmas season. But the procrastinators,
you better get ready.
The procrastinators will tell me, no, the 22nd and 23rd, that gives us plenty of time to do so. The good news is, if no one is keeping score at home, which you shouldn't be, this should be fun but yet informative, the meters are off when they don't want your money. You don't have to tell them anything special. You don't need a secret handshake. You don't need a special QR code. They're just not on. So if you see a block of meters that are off coming up this Saturday, it's not entrapment, is it?
There you go. Help yourself. Enjoy. Come on downtown. It is a fun place to be in the evenings.
This Saturday is going to be crazy with graduation in the evening and basketball at lunchtime and Christmas shopping going. It'll be very festive. And it's going to be 51 degrees.
Ooh.
So you're right. We're not going to be frozen. Don't do the tongue on the lamp pole trick. We've seen that doesn't work. We've seen that. time and time again, the Christmas story, a fantastic. Just don't do that.
Don't go there.
No, because and if you don't work for the city, you can't get in the clinic anyhow. So it doesn't matter. So those are your parking updates. We will help you with those as we get closer to the weekend and the Christmas holiday weekend as well. Mayor John Hamilton is here to help us out today, and as he does on almost every Tuesday. Let's talk about some crime. Obviously, we don't want to. It happens here. This is not utopia. We understand that. And a couple weeks ago, or a week ago or so, we had a story floating around about bikes being stolen, and a potential citizen pointing out a bike ring theft, perhaps, in all these bikes in places they should or shouldn't be. I know you've read it. I know you've been brought up to date by your folks in law enforcement. Can you explain to the public just how this works? This is not a reality TV show, right?
Well, the first thing I'd say, and I was just looking at data for this year, that we actually continue to have overall better crime statistics. We're seeing less crime overall in the city, and that's a trend that we're continuing, and I want to thank our public for that, but also our police force and all. Now, there are some exceptions, and we've seen more guns, and that's a big challenge, and we do see some bumps in some of the numbers, but overall that's a good thing to see. Now, the thing you're referring to of bicycle theft, we certainly do have bicycle theft that happens here sometime, as we do with vehicle theft too. I guess the thing I'd say is, first, it's really important to report all of that to us, to the police department, when that happens. It's really important that we collect data, that we know when it happened and where it happened. It helps us resolve these issues and catch folks who are doing the wrong things. And I would say I talked to my police officers and chiefs, and, you know, the main thing we want is to know about it so we can respond to it. We don't really encourage people themselves to try to go recover stolen property. That's generally not a good idea. It's certainly helpful to get tips and that kind of thing, but let the law enforcement folks deal with these kinds of issues generally. And we do, you know, there are occasional groups or organized efforts that have, I think you've probably seen stories about stolen catalytic converters, where we'll see a rash of those, and the same thing can happen with bicycles. And the best way to stop that is for people to tell us when it happened and give us all the information. And we got great detectives. We got I'm swearing in two or three more police officers tomorrow, and then we got four more next month. And we keep bringing in good people to help deal with these issues.
And it's just not a 60 minute crime drama. That you watch on Netflix, and there's always multiple sides to these stories, and you just, again, right, let law enforcement handle it, do all the things that you need to do that goes along with all of that. Now, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, how many days? 19 days. The transition from your government to the new government leadership under Mayor-elect Kerry Thompson. We've obviously seen the back and forth in the onlines and our conversations as well. Hey, do this. Hey, don't do this. Hey, we'd like you to do this and that. You all have gotten together and sat down over the last month or so. How does that transition work, and where are we in the proceedings?
Yeah, you know, these are things that happen every 4 years or sometimes every 8 years or whatever, but governments are quite used to this, and it's always good to remind people that of the 850 people who work in city government, probably, you know, 8 or 20 of us or something are going to shift. The hundreds and hundreds keep doing what they're doing, and good for that. That's good for all of us. Keep at it. I met with Mayor-elect Thompson last week for several hours and some of her staff, and just talking about kind of where things are and getting feedback and giving advice to watch out for this, or, you know, don't worry about that or whatever. We've been doing regular meetings. My chief deputy mayor, Larry Allen, has been meeting weekly and then more after that for a number of weeks. And obviously there's some new personnel that are named that are wanting to get up to speed, and we're trying to help make that possible. And, you know, the main thing, I think, is to remember that the police officers are going to keep doing their job, and the firefighters and the engineers and the sanitation workers and the animal care control folks, and everybody keeps at their jobs, and there's kind of a handover of the keys, and the leadership will, it takes a little while to get up to speed with everything, but the machinery keeps moving, keeps humming, and that'll happen at midnight on December 31st officially. And then I think Mayor-elect Thompson will be sworn in at a ceremony at noon on the 1st, but she'll actually be mayor at 12:01 a.m. So if there's a big snowstorm, I'm going to hand over the keys, then. So.
Well, you can't hand over the keys. Those are actual real keys you have. But the codes and everything else. And did you keep, and we'll get into this next week when you join me as well, because I'm fascinated by how all this works. Do you have like a list of notes where you say, oh boy, well, the next mayor would really like to know this? Do you do that, or do you just sit down and collect your thoughts at some point? Did you have a running tally on things or issues that bug you that you just pass on? Maybe I'll make that your homework for next week.
We can talk about that next week.
Yeah, let's do that, because I think it's interesting, because you literally don't turn off the lights and disappear per se. But it is a change in what goes on. But as you mentioned, how many employees are almost 900, right? How many of those are changing? 20 or so?
Yeah, very, very few. It's this is a relay race. It's a tag team of a few folks.
Pass the baton.
But, the other folks are ready to roll. They'll keep going. They'll show up to work. They'll keep doing what they do. And half of it's kind of figuring out what am I riding now? What is the horse I'm sitting on? Where's it going? And what's my role here? So that'll happen. But happy to talk about it in more detail next week too.
Okay, good. We will do that. And I know you wanted to talk about climate and where Bloomington finished in the world rankings. We've improved our world ranking. We must have played well in the big tournaments. That's good.
Yeah, like the Pacers, huh?
They were good. They were good.
Well, it's nice. We've talked a lot about how much Bloomington as a community invests in and works on trying to lower our carbon footprint and work on climate issues. And there's a group, they actually call themselves CDP now, which it used to be called the Carbon Disclosure Project, but that was too much of a mouthful, I guess. But it's an international group, and actually they encourage cities to work on these issues, and over a 1,000, I think, around the globe submit to say, here's what we're doing, and they picked a small number. I think 6 in the U.S., Midwest, were selected as A-list, making an A rating, and we're one of them, so that's great. And each year they up the test, it's like getting a harder math test every year or something, and you got to keep up in your game. And we actually made A about 4 years ago. We slipped to a B. We're back to the A, so we're really happy about that. And it's a testament to all the people in city government and in the community who make so much happen with putting more solar in and talking about climate resilience and how we're planning for higher, heavier storms and all the kind of stuff you got to do.
That's it. You just keep striving for the best, right? You can't rest on your climate laurels. I wouldn't even know where to find those, but I wouldn't want to rest on them. We want to be positive moving forward. And we saw a little bit of that. We've been talking about Griffey, but you had a couple controlled burns, a couple controlled hunts, and you all and all of the stuff falls under that big umbrella.
All went well, and I've been going around talking to some of the staff too, and just reminding them, just keep doing the right thing. And these are public servants who, everybody of course can have a different view of what the right thing is, but that's how democracies work. And we keep trying to do the right thing, as you mentioned in Griffey, keep it a great nature preserve, in our streets, trying to make sure they're accessible and safe, and art, trying to make sure people have great opportunities. So they'll keep plugging. We'll keep plugging. I'll be in a different seat, but I'm hoping to be in your seat next week on Tuesday.
Come on in.
I'm hoping to come in and make it
the
official
grand
one more time.
Finale.
The big view from there in the city center.
We're going to do that. We're going to have permits written for the big winter solstice parade coming up on the 21st. We might light off some fireworks. We might not. I don't know. I can't remember what's legal or not legal. Well,
don't
you'll help
get
me
into
out
that with me. Yeah, I'll figure it out. Don't get me in any trouble on the last show.
No. Impossible. Impossible. Okay. We will be high atop One City Center watching the scant daylight evaporate at yeah. at this time of the day yeah. as well. Thank you so much for your time. I'm excited to see you next week as we count down the final days. We'll have some fun. But again, stretch now. I don't want 10K. I don't want the call.
Pace myself.
Well, I don't want the call on Monday. You know, the mayor, he's sore. He can't get down there. You know, he fell down a ravine. We don't want any of that. No.
I'll do my best.
Thanks,
buddy. I hope everybody has a good week. Good to be with you again.